Biblical love in action. Go and love without limits. Love is the defining characteristic of a follower of Christ. Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 35, "Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." But what does biblical love truly look like? How do we love in a way that reflects Christ's love? In this video, we are going to explore the depth of biblical love and its transformative power. Love is selfless. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. "Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too." The Apostle Paul, writing to the Philippians, exhorts and encourages believers to imitate Christ's humility. The Greek word that's used here for humility denotes a deep, selfless concern for others, an attitude of putting others before ourselves. Biblical love is not about seeking personal gain. It's about sacrificially putting the needs of others first. This is something that's countercultural in a world that promotes self-interest and pride. A mother sacrificing sleep and personal comfort to care for her newborn exemplifies selfless love. How much more should we reflect Christ's selfless love in our own daily interactions? It was Francis Chan who said, "God's love is unselfish and sacrificial, and he calls us to love in the same way." Love is forgiving. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. "Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others." The Greek word used here for forgive implies an act of grace, a generous pardon that expects nothing in return. The Apostle Paul reminds us that our forgiveness should mirror God's abundant mercy towards us. Loving as Christ loves means letting go of grudges and extending grace, just as he has done for us. Is there someone that you need to forgive today? Corrie ten Boom, a Holocaust survivor, forgave a former Nazi guard who sought her pardon after the war. Her story reflects the power of Christ's love in overcoming bitterness. It was C.S. Lewis who wrote, "To be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you." Love is active. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions." John contrasts empty words with genuine love demonstrated in action. The Greek word used here, ergon, it's used to refer to deeds, to labour, to effort, and it implies that true love is expressed in tangible ways. Love is more than words. It's demonstrated through acts of kindness, service, and generosity. Are we showing love in practical ways to those around us? The story of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, verses 30 to 37, does not merely express sympathy. He acted sacrificially to care for the wounded man. It was David Jeremiah who wrote, "Love is not just something you feel, it's something you do." Love is unconditional. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. "But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." The Greek word for love here is agape. It refers to a divine, unconditional love that seeks the best for others, independent of their actions. Loving as Christ loves means loving without expecting anything in return. Do we love others, despite their flaws and their failures? The father, in the parable of the prodigal son, displayed unconditional love by welcoming back his wayward son. It was Augustine who wrote, "God loves each of us as if there were only one of us." Love leads to obedience. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, obey my commandments. Jesus equates love with obedience. The Greek word terio for obey means to keep, to guard and observe. It implies a devoted commitment. True love for Christ compels us to follow his commands. Are we living in obedience to God's word? A child who trusts their parent obeys them, not out of fear, but love. Our obedience to Christ should stem from love, not obligation. Pastor and author Charles Stanley wrote, "Obedience is the hallmark of faith. When we obey God, we show our love for him." Love leads to the narrow path. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. Jesus describes two paths, one broad and leading to destruction, the other narrow and leading to life. The love of Christ leads us down the narrow path of righteousness and faithfulness. Loving as Christ loves means walking in truth and righteousness, even when it's difficult. Friend, are you choosing the narrow way of Christ's love or the broad road of compromise? A hiker chooses a steep, challenging path over an easy, destructive one, because he knows it leads to a beautiful destination. John Piper said, "Love that follows Christ will not take the easy way. It chooses the narrow road." In conclusion, a call to love as Christ loves. Loving as Christ loves is selfless, forgiving, active, unconditional, obedient, and it leads us down the narrow path of life. As we reflect on our own lives, let's ask ourselves, are we demonstrating selfless love? Do we extend forgiveness as Christ forgives us? Are our actions aligning with our words? Do we love others unconditionally? Are we obeying Christ out of love? Are we walking on the narrow path of truth and righteousness? Let's commit to loving as Christ loves, showing his love in our homes, our workplaces, and our communities. Perhaps you've never experienced the depth of Christ's love for yourself. Today he invites you into a relationship with him. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, "If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Will you accept the love of God today? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you love us with a perfect love, and you call us to love others as you love us. Help us to have compassion. Help us to have love for those that we meet. May we, by our actions and by our words, show your love to the world around us. Help us to be patient. Help us to be kind. And help us to proclaim the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord. May we proclaim that in love, in mercy, and in grace. Help us, Lord, to bring you the honour and the glory you deserve. Help us to serve you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, Amen.